It's week five. DraftKings, FanDuel, all your daily fantasy contests this week. And we're going to get after it. We had someone who gave us a review last week. They finished second out of 14,000 people because of the Swolecast. We've had multiple screenshots this season. We've had our followers doubled, the new followers doubled from the previous week. I think people are starting to believe in the Geno Smith, Derrick Henry talk that we've had on this show, and that's not stopping. Next, we're going to talk about who is the quarterback to play this week, who is this week's Geno, and the running back that you cannot miss at all. That's coming up next here on the Swolecast and RotoGrinders.com.
Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
Pigeon's been waiting to say those words.
No.
For 5 years.
No. All right, welcome to the Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com. David Kitchen alongside Mr. Tolo 5, rocking the Super Mario background. We got Davis Matic as well, and then Peter. Peter, your setup looks a little darker than usual. Is that reminiscent? Yeah, it just looks a little.
I think it might just be because I'm wearing a black hoodie. I don't know.
No, I felt like it's symbolic of. Are you wearing the Cool Cats hoodie? Yes.
I've never been more bullish on the platform, and so I just had to support it.
Nothing gets the preschool drop-off line talking more than when I wear the Cool Cats hoodie in there, and they just look at me like, you're an idiot. All right, Davis, how's it going?
You know, we're doing good. We're just making a lot of Khalil Shakir and Greg Dulcich bids out here. We got Champions League football in an hour and 30 yeah. minutes. So, you know, we are just no last day of MLB. We're grinding for our crowns pretty soon to getting those sweet free 50 DK dollars for playing in every baseball slate for 9 months in a row. It's a busy time, dude.
You played every baseball slate?
Except for the 4 days I was in Jamaica and couldn't register for contests. I pre-registered for baseball contests when I was in Jamaica. And then just played a $3 contest on my wedding day with the dummy lineup for the achievements.
Oh, absolutely grinding.
I mean, DraftKings gives you free money. No, and if you're going to play anyways, why would you not take it?
Incredible. Tuttle, how are you doing? How's the Jonathan Taylor Thursday Night Football ownership projections going?
Quintus Cephas has life in my prediction.
Cephas, better player than Jonathan Taylor, got out targeted by Tom Kennedy.
Few things to add on to Davis's rant. UCL, happy for that. Not happy that my goalkeeper went down with a non-contact knee injury at 38 minutes. Or no, that was at 13 minutes in.
My goalkeeper got a red card yesterday.
Yes, I played that same goalkeeper. Did you see the goal conceded on that one? He kicked it right at the other team and it went in, and then he rolled out of the box for the red card. And then I'm just happy to be doing MLB projection, ownership projections. Every game starts at 3 today. So happy to be doing that during the show. Yeah. I did
forget that the early start for every game today. So that's awesome. Also awesome is this show. We're going to get back on track for Daily Fantasy, the football. I want everyone to leave a comment.
Road to 10K, baby.
We went from 4,200 to almost 4,400. Let's get to 4,500. We had over 400 likes last week. Let's get to over 500 likes this week. Let's do it, please. We've got to get there. I want to do a show live for my local Dairy Queen without them knowing anything about it.
In Kitchen, Peter? You also need to let people know, once again, the Swolecast lineup in the Frito-Lay snacks and snack series cashed again. Just absolute banger lineups every single week on the Swolecast. It was a Herbert to Mike Williams stat.
Okay.
My big take of last week that Austin Eckler ruined. You hate to see it.
I tried to put Austin Eckler in the lineup, and we actually took him out.
I actually want to get into some meat and potatoes DFS discussion today if we can move this along. I've been wanting to have this conversation with Peter, and I think we both need to have a come to Jesus moment.
All right. Can I just tell you? Can I tell you one thing? My FanDuel cash lineup crushed last week with Geno. I know I said I wouldn't play him. I feel like I need to just admit it. I was in a 50-person double up, and both Geno and Derrick Henry were 2% owned in FanDuel cash. So that tells you how
everyone pick up Soccer Dave's game is basically what he's saying. If you're going to be playing 2% owned guys in cash, you're going to get the blade.
Are you playing cash on both sides these days, Dave?
Last week was just FanDuel. It's really wherever
the edges.
The DFS spirit moves me.
There's no way he's grinding DK cash, because if he is, he would come in the secret lineup chat on Sunday mornings.
I've seen the secret lineup chat. I've seen, but I kind of lurked there. Some mistakes were made last week. Putting Nick Chubb.
Not by me.
Well, on this stream, you try to put Nick Chubb over Derrick Henry on FanDuel.
He outscored Derrick Henry.
He did not.
He did.
He did. Chubb did.
Yes.
There's no chance.
I believe Chubb was the highest scoring running back of the main.
Here we go. We start walking back.
Okay. All right. Someone fact check it in the chat, please.
My takes were like 80%.
A few teams on DK, and going Pitts over Hockenson. Hockenson just felt terrible.
I mean, anytime you can fade the seventh highest amount of fantasy points ever scored by a tight end, you got to do it.
It is funny. I got a lot of, you know, on my Monday morning show, you know, I said I wasn't going to play the Hockenson chalk, and I was getting lots of people chirping at me. But you know what? No one chirped at me when I faded the Irv Smith chalk in week three. Didn't hear any comments. It's incredible how people are able to correctly identify the good tight end chalk to eat.
So this is what I wanted to talk about. Let's do Overzet's overview first, then we can have this more holistic discussion. Overzet's overview.
Peter?
Yes, this is, dare I say, an interesting slate. We don't have a single game with an over-under projected over 50, and yet we do have seven teams with an implied team total over 25. That is the Bills, the Bucks, the Eagles, the Jacksonville Jags, the Vikings, the Saints, and the Chargers. It does look like the dear Buccaneers, fresh off of the divorce narrative, are going to be the chalk. Brady, Fournette, Godwin all look pretty cheap relative to their price tags. And barring this Kyle Pitts missed practice, you know the run back is the perfect excuse for our GPP masochist to martingale Kyle Pitts.
I like it.
Other interesting prices. Jeff Wilson has that Monday night football price, so he is way too cheap relative to how he looks. After the Damian Pierce highlight run, you know Silva is going to flag plant him across six shows and launch his ownership into the double digits. Lots of good elite wide receivers on this slate. We got Diggs, Kupp, Tyreek Hill. And, of course, we are all on Isaiah McKenzie watch. He is currently still in the concussion protocol. If he misses, we will get a quintessential Khalil Shakir chalk week. And tight end, of course, remains a desolate hellscape, to the point we are tucking our dome boner into our sweatpants and considering Cole Kmet.
I'm not. 3, no, not a chance. No, no way. So
just did some fact checking, by the way. Derrick Henry 22.2, Nick Chubb 19.7. So
Davis is always so confident.
He's so confident too. And when now it's like,
how often is someone gonna fact check me on a show? Like
you know what I mean? Fact check you in real time.
Yeah. Okay, so Pete, I actually thought this was interesting because both you and I had the fortune / misfortune of doing a show with Blender after the Detroit Lions chalkapalooza. And
yeah, I did not do a show with Blender.
I thought you did on Monday morning. Am I wrong?
No, he was just chirping me in the comments.
Same thing. We both got chirped by Blender, and Blender basically told both of us the same thing, which is like, you guys are just giving up way too many projected points, and I'm even less sensitive to it than you are. Like, I'm playing more chalk than you are even. So, and I think he's probably right. I do. Now, obviously not to the extent of playing Hawkinson at 25%, Jamal Williams at 40%, Penny at 25%, and Lockett at 19%. I'm never getting to that lineup, right? So, get this out of here. I the point I want to make though is that I don't like I think both of us could probably benefit from looking a little bit more at projected points than projected ownership.
So all right. Oh, so this is wow. Hilarious. Listen to this.
I knew this would happen to Davis, by the way. I knew it.
Well, I mean, I think Blender's very smart and plays DFS for a living. Like, I think he's good.
Davis, let me shatter this entire premise. So Blender said that he said that about the my lineup. Someone in my Discord went and pulled for everyone in the red zone and the spy and looked at the projected points versus what they were. And Blender was roasting me for my Bills lineup. And his lineup in the spy or red zone, I forget which one it was, had less projected points than mine. Someone actually checked the math on all of these things.
So I'm not... The point I'm making,
we're just done with this. Yeah.
The point I'm making is not that Mr. Blender HD is the greatest DFS player of all time and that you and I are really bad and not and playing bad or whatever. Yeah. But I think that completely ignoring, so especially with scoring down across the NFL, right? I mean, it's like teams are averaging, I think it's 42 points per game total. I do think ignoring, particularly it really felt quite dumb in retrospect, seeing how narrow the delta was between Penny and Jamal in ownership in the end. It did feel to me, the Hawkinson thing is whatever. I'm not beating myself up over that. But the Jamal, like playing 0% Jamal Williams across all these teams did feel pretty stupid.
Well, I knew this would happen. Over the summer, when you were just tethered to the average rankings, basically, and you weren't willing to live a little, I knew this would cross over into your daily fantasy play, that you would come here back. The fact that the guy who told you to play whoever you want, you're now questioning maybe we should have more projected points. It just tells you kind of what the spin cycle your mind is in right now, Davis. You got to get back to where you were.
These two things are not related at all.
They are.
I did really want to have like a good discussion about DFS game theory, and Kitchen is just getting, you know, just firing bits off. Tuttle, what's your take?
Here's the thing: if you put Jamal Williams' actual role, it would have been not as high of a projection because he didn't have nearly as big a role.
I think that's a little bit misleading because, yeah, he didn't end up playing like a bajillion snaps, but he, in the end of all available running back touches, he ended up handling like 85% of them. It's just that.
Yeah, but if you like retroactively, he banked on a fourth and goal, right? He had four chances or was
when
it?
Well, he had a 50 yard touchdown.
And then he had a 50 yard touchdown.
So, like, but I kind of had this come to Jesus moment where Rashad Penny was 25% owned in the spy. And it's kind of like, it's like, you know, DFS is a little dead when everyone's favorite leverage play of the week ends up 25% owned.
But
you know?
Davis, those points go against each other. First of all, when I hand build my lineups, I am literally looking at the projected points, both ceiling and ownership compared to the optimal. Rashad Penny, the reason he was in all of our GPP bro lineups is because he projected so damn well relative to his ownership, which was off by 20% across every single site.
Right.
So, like,
ownership's
we were jamming in the points there.
Like, Miles Sanders was extreme chalk last week. Penny kind of got to chalky status last week. It's kind of been weird.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, it's hard to pick up in the models, like, literally what people are saying on podcasts. But, you know, every fantasy football podcast was like, Penny's the elite leverage in that game, yada yada, so on and so forth. And
but here's the thing: if that Baltimore and Buffalo game goes off, conversation this week is totally different.
But that was another thing that was feeding into it, was the awful weather in those two games, right? And which totally ended up in, like, zero question about it, totally ended up impacting the way the offense is played.
It didn't. But again, going to show how like sharp the field was, you saw the total move down big time in that Jacksonville game. And people mostly faded that. It only moved down a point, point and a half in Baltimore Bills. And Allen, Diggs, Andrews all still came in as really popular plays.
Yeah.
All right, we got, this is a forward thinking show. There are many review shows out there. This is one that's a first look show for the upcoming week, Davis. So if we can
first look, like, is underselling this. I mean, we give out winners on a Wednesday here.
Yeah. So we got to move on. We can't be talking about, you know, second and goal last week for high owned players. So please, let's get to quarterbacks. Davis, I'll let you start with quarterbacks. Who do you like this week?
Well, I mean, we pretty much the same conversation we had last week, where I do think efficient ownership is just going to have so much of Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, who are projected like literally like 8 points better than everyone else in the pool. Jalen Hurts is projected to beat Lamar's single season rushing attempt record by a quarterback by like 70. I think Lamar's record is 176. Hurts is on pace for 234. I believe that. And then also just like a real lack of super high total games. And it is pretty unfortunate that the narrative that we're all getting on the Lions is like, just play all the Lions, play everyone against the Lions, and they're meeting Bailey Zappi and the New England Patriots. It's like I can't really talk myself into playing Devontae Parker. I do wonder if Jameis gets quite a bit of steam this week going up against that Seahawks defense that just gave all that up to goof and hit the backups. And, you know, Olave and MT will be back, and Juwan Johnson or whatever. I don't know. I mean, probably Trevor Lawrence is my favorite tournament guy right now.
There's only one guy from the Patriots you're thinking about playing this week.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably prefer to play Damian over Ramondre for ownership stuff. Ramondre's been.
Actually talking about Hunter Henry.
Yeah, he's got like the worst targets per route run.
Your Johnny Smith alerts, so Google alerts were pinging you today, Kitchen.
He saw Johnny.
Yeah.
Didn't Johnny, isn't Johnny out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter.
And the Lions, they just give up a million points. So I think Hunter Henry is going to be that guy this week, the only guy you can consider playing. All right. Quarterbacks, Tuttle.
There's your Hunter Henry terrible take, Dave. You can be the terrible take guy this week.
Okay.
All the guys Davis mentioned, Pete mentioned it in the overview, but I think we'll get like the Brady double stacks with the bring back. I think it's fine. It's a little bit different with opponent, though. Obviously, they just completely abandoned the run game this past week, which is kind of why we saw those numbers, but Godwin does change the offense significantly. He was on the field a lot more than expected coming back from that hammy. So I'm okay with those Brady bring backs. In GPPs, I don't know. I don't even know where to go, honestly. Like, Kyler's been so bad, but I do think that Philly-Arizona game is one we want to target. Maybe go Hurts will be owned. We talked about that. So maybe go Kyler on the other side. Rondale was terrible, but the role is there. So I'm kind of fine.
Did you see the one where he got tackled, where the guy just stuck his arm?
Yeah. He's so small. Oh man, he's bad. But yeah, I mean, still attacking that game from a cheap angle, I think is perfectly fine. So yeah, I don't have any too strong of takes after that. Kenny Pickett doubles.
Oh, versus the Bills, my God.
If he was 4K, I would do it, but
I mean, he's close to it. He's 5.1. He's
5.1. I don't.
That is not 4K.
I wouldn't do Kenny Pickett doubles, but I actually think two Pittsburgh players, because they're so cheap.
I got a stat for Pickett. If you took all quarterbacks against Buffalo, even including Lamar, who had a good game, and you average the four games, they would be lower fantasy points per game than Justin Fields.
Did you steal that from Bloom?
I don't know who I stole it from, but I definitely stole it from somebody.
he had that tweet earlier in the week. I'll give you my two gross QBs, the game that I feel like could get nutty. One of Teddy Bridgewater or Zach Wilson. This Miami and Jets
Teddy
game.
Teddy two gloves.
They got the receivers.
I like the Zach Wilson call. I was arguing with Gretch about this in DMs earlier. I'm like more bullish than the market on Wilson.
Do we have any Brady narratives out there?
None that I can think of. I think it's kind of just business as usual for him.
He's depressed, bro. How's he going to play well when he's depressed?
Davis, you never really played sports, but when you're going through like a kind of a breakup, sports serve as an escape.
Yeah, high-level athlete, David Kitchen.
How many post-breakup games did you have in high school, Dave?
I had a few where you just go out there and you just get your mind. And
so do we think that Brady's literally getting divorced because she was like, bro, you can't play football? And he was like, I got to play football.
No, because my thing is if it has to do with more than the football, right? Because even she knows he can only play for what? 1-2 more years at absolute most?
Absolute max, yeah.
But for her, she's like, this guy just signed up to do, you know, a Scientology level deal with Fox.
Yeah.
He's out here. He's doing some NFT thing where he's committed to all these meetups. I mean, this dude will do anything to stay away from his supermodel.
He's going to be one of the worst people on earth to be married to. Like, just, I mean, it's just like, he's got to be intolerable to be around.
It has to be.
False.
What, Kitchen? You'd love to settle down with Tom?
Have you seen the documentary? He seems like a good guy. Like, Davis saying he's the absolute worst guy to be married to. I can think of a lot worse guys to be married to than Tom Brady.
What if the answer is they're both the worst people to be married to, and it's a combustible situation?
I could see it.
Them lasting as long as they have is, you know, just proves that neither of them are really that bad. Because if they're that bad, it wouldn't have lasted this long. It's not like Tom Brady left his pregnant girlfriend.
That's the insight you're getting here on the First Look show.
All right, we got to move on.
Hang on, I was going through this with Lauren last night. Who do you guys think is the most, like, if Tom ends up dating a high profile celebrity, like, what fits his brand and style?
I don't know who this gal is, but isn't there's this big controversy about this movie, Don't Worry, Darling? I don't know anything about. I didn't understand it, but if he started dating the director of that, Olivia Wilde, who they just him immediately getting into a relationship with someone who's embroiled in this big controversy would seem on brand.
Is she still with Jason Sudeikis?
I don't know who any of these people are or what they do, but I do know that was a thing. I did hear about it.
Her divorce papers while she was on stage at like Comic-Con or is one of these. One of these things, and they served her divorce papers like while he was on stage, and Sudeikis went nuts. He didn't like that at all. Imagine giving a presentation to someone serves you.
Sounds like a movie script right there.
Yeah.
Kitchen is frozen in a hilarious fashion there. I'll give you mine, Davis. This one will trigger you. Imagine Tom Brady and Taylor Swift dating.
Oh, that would be such
imagine
a bummer,
the songs Taylor Swift would write after they break up.
She's been with this British guy for like 6 years, though. It's not happening.
Oh, be so good.
All right, Kitchen's frozen, so I'm going to go ahead and move us over to the DraftKings lineup.
yes, what can we do? Let's hammer this out real quick before.
Okay, all right, Tuttle, you got Tuttle. You have first pick. Take it away, Gabe.
Let's just go Josh Allen real quick.
Okay. Do you want to pick a stacking partner for Mr. Allen?
I'm kind of by low Gabe Davis right now.
I am like wet to play Khalil Shakir this week.
Jesus.
I have all these FFPC teams and I'm bidding so far above market to get Shakir on all these teams.
Hey, I got an elite Khalil Shakir Rainmakers thing if you want to buy it for like
I refuse. I am almost down to almost zero NFTs owned. I'm out.
Okay. So who did we pick? Is it the Gabe Davis stack?
Well, we can give Tuttle Gabe Davis.
Well, we can double him, obviously.
Sure. Let's do Davis and Shakir. Three picks for Tuttle.
Okay.
Peter.
I like this. I'm gonna just eat some chalk. Let's play some Chris Godwin.
Look at you. One week of getting beat by TJ Hawkinson and you're back to playing.
No. I'm gonna be off of it by Sunday. Like I'll end up full fadia, but I get in the good plays on the Swolecast on Wednesday.
All right. I am going to take Jeff Wilson Jr. at running back. Really good matchup for him. I mean, he's given up one carry the last 2 weeks. One carry to another running back. I mean, it's about as good of a role.
Jordan Mason, dog?
I am not. I'm worried about the fact that I ever spent any fab money on Jordan Wilson to begin with. David, can you hear us? Are you with us, or do you want to just? No, okay, he's not with us. All right, Dan, it's back to you.
Of course, right, I'm here.
No, Sosa, kick him off. The internet's
George,
not working.
George Pickens.
Okay, bring back.
Aren't you worried that we're making too much out of a 13 throw sample, and that Deontay is still the alpha?
Not
I'm not worried either, because I've been waiting for Deontay to be unseated for a long time. All right, Pete.
All right, we need something contrarian. This is too chalky for my liking. It's time to go off the board. Actually, well, maybe this will be considered off the board. Is Breece Hall, do you think it'd be chalk? Let's go,
yes.
Breece Hall.
No, Breece will be quite owned. All the you know, Leone's been posting his charts. The sim thing, like Breece is gonna end
up. He won't be chalked though. There are so many running back. I think position in general is gonna be fairly spread out this week.
Pierce, Wilson,
Kamara, if he's active.
You're right. Pierce, the New England guys. Yeah. Jamal Williams.
So that leaves us 55-50 and not defense. So we're gonna be paying up at tight end.
But there's no options to pay up.
Should we just do it?
The double stack.
I don't mind going up off Hall to an elite running back.
Okay, who's your favorite elite running back?
I mean, I don't like McCaffrey against the Niners. I can't give Kitchen Henry. I mean, it's probably either Chubb or Eckler.
Let's just run Chubb back again.
All right.
The Chargers have been doing the same thing with running backs this year that they did last year, where they're like, we don't care, like run for 6 yards a carry. You're not going to beat us playing that way. Should we play Kyle Schitt?
So we upgraded Hall to Chubb.
All right.
We still have so much money.
If we play Kyle Schitt, we can play the Buccaneers defense. So we get the Mariota pick six correlation there.
Are we really in this lineup though?
Why are we putting Pitts in a Swolecast lineup? This is a lineup that's supposed to do good.
Pitts is fine. We need to upgrade Shakir is what we need to do.
Or Pickens. Or Gabe Davis, right?
I want the bring back. We could go Diggs. I'm fine with that.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do Diggs.
Diggs instead of who?
Diggs instead of Gabe Davis, and then we play the Cardinals D.
This lineup has bad juju.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you weren't here
to help make it?
Well, because I wasn't involved, and you purposely faded Derrick Henry to spite me.
No, I didn't know. I thought you were.
No, I was. I could hear everything. You just couldn't see me.
Who do you want, Dave? This is what we're going to allow you to do. We're going to allow you to look at this roster, and we're going to allow you
change, David.
To make a one for one change somewhere. It has to be within salary.
Well, he can. No, he can do a 2v2.
We're going to allow him to do. Okay, you get two picks. All right.
Yeah, I would take Chubb and keep Pickens, but I would take Chubb out and figure out what to do there.
Well,
Chubb and maybe Chubb and Godwin, maybe.
Okay, so you're just undoing all of my picks. This is fun.
Oh, you're the one who picked Chubb?
Yeah.
Jeez. How the mighty have fallen. So I would do something there. I don't know. Pick something. We got
to
move on.
I think you go Chubb to Breece, you upgrade Shakir, and you upgrade defense.
You can't complain about not being able 100%. To put your stamp on this lineup and then just not saying it who you want.
Well, I don't even have, to be honest, I had to restart everything. So I don't even have the DraftKings pulled up right now.
Wow. You're having a rough show.
It's a rough show. Not a great start. Here we
are. The road to 10K is getting a little bumpier right now.
We got the second half show. I did mention. Okay, so what are we doing, Tuttle? You go ahead and you already did it.
We take the Breece Hall pick that he originally had.
Okay.
And you upgrade Shakir.
Okay.
So we go back to Gabe Davis, and then we have 49-50 for a wide receiver in defense.
Okay.
Should have played Hunter Henry. All right, so we got a second half.
We need a 6K receiver, David, to move the show along. Six to 8K receiver.
6 to 8K receiver.
Are we only single stacking Allen now?
Yeah.
DJ Moore's too cheap.
Like Kitchen literally gets reintroduced and just it's so painful, dude. What are we doing here?
Olave.
Good play. There
you go. All right. I mean, we're second half of the show.
Crazy on defense. You guys are stupid.
Hopefully it's good.
I don't even know. This lineup, I'm right now, I just want to say what just happened here. I'm not counting this as part of our Frito-Lay's snacks and snap series. Like this lineup.
Unless it cashes.
No. I'm not. This doesn't count to the record.
Yeah, this is bad juju around this lineup in general.
Hang on. Can we just I don't have a heart out today. Can we just fix this? I don't feel good about this.
I know. Give us a wide receiver in the range that we need. 6 to 8K, and then we're good. So that's like Christian Kirk, that's Jalen Waddle.
Let's do Waddle with the Breece Hall. Little mini there. Let's get this back on track.
All right, and then 3,200 defense or 3,200 or lower.
Yep.
So Patriots maybe at home.
Yep.
Oh, that's such a good contrarian one because people are going to be playing Jamal and St. Brown and stuff.
There you go. That's like that.
Beautiful.
There's one. Hang on, Sosa. You need to get Olave out of there.
Olave for Waddle.
All right. Now, this is back on the record books.
All right. The Tostitos chips for charity.
They need to name that contest. Yeah, like,
David, it's not working, bro. It's not working. You got to take a hike, man. It's not happening. Let's go ahead.
James has never been so excited to get.
Let's go ahead and move to running back. I mean, I think the first question of the week, Peter, is did the Rashad White 1 yard rushing touchdown and 2 minute drill stuff did that move the public perception enough to have Fournette go from being absolute uber smash, you know, most owned player of the slate to 20-25% type.
Yeah. I mean, but everyone's now going to look at projections. They're going to see 6,900. I love fucking Rashad White. And that was almost all garbage time in that game. So I think Leonard Fournette's going to be very popular. I wouldn't be surprised to see 25% in small field.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best. Like, he's the best running back play of the slate, right? I mean, I do see some rebound potential, like some rubber banding here with Alvin Kamara, where they're playing the Seahawks, and people have just got he's been so bad, and you know they've been given Ingram carries and Taysom Hill goal and stuff. I could actually see Kamara ending up being what, you know, 12% in the spy or whatever, and then leading the position.
Well, what's the Ingram? Ingram's fine, I guess.
Ingram's fine. Latavius Murray is now a member of the Denver Broncos.
Shipped out. I was going to say, if Ingram was more dinged up than expected, he would be stone chalk.
Well, I think that works in the favor of playing Kamara, though, that he's not dinged up. Yeah.
What do you guys think? I think early in the week, Jamal Williams is going to project for some ownership. But to me, this feels like the one where everyone's like, there's no way he does it again. Worst spot, like on the road against the Patriots. And he actually comes in like lower than projected ownership because people don't want to chase points is what it feels like.
And you'll get the, you know, I listened to the Establish the Run podcast and they noted he only played on 46% of the snaps and he lost some work to Justin Jackson. I mean, if he is 16% projected ownership, I'm going to play him. I mean, this Patriots Lions game is going to set football back like 11 years. You think this Patriots offense looked archaic with Matt Jones at the helm? Wait until you see it with Bailey Zappe under center, dude. They are going to be like, they might run the wing T in this game against the Lions.
80% rushing is all it's going to be.
I mean, by the way, every guy who thinks he's a sharp sports bettor is going to be on the Patriots this week. They're going to be like, the public's on the Lions, but you just got to Bill Belichick. Blah, blah, blah. Like, every guy who thinks he's a sports betting sharp is telling you how the Patriots are the sharp side, 100%. And your dipshit buddy who bets 9-leg same-game parlays is just like, dude, the Lions? Come on, it's Bailey Zappe. So it's a good little dichotomy there.
Tuttle, what are you doing with Miles Sanders, because he's like the classic guy where people don't trust him and his price keeps going up, and yet his workload's different than I think what we actually thought coming into the season.
Yeah, it's hard to get back on him after you've my stance has always been he's a fine play, but he hasn't been, you know, heavily involved as a pass catcher. He's not going to be. You need game script to kind of go his way. So, like, he's fine. He's just a very unexciting play every week, essentially. And so I don't mind those plays when they're lower owned. But yeah, if game log surfers see, you know, what he's been doing and kind of increase that ownership, I prefer not to go that route.
Davis, do you think people are going to be willing to pay up for CMC, or the matchup going to spook people?
No, he will be a tournament bro play only. Yeah, I would say probably chalk is going to center around. I don't even have Miles Sanders projected that well this week. I have him for.
No, we don't either.
I have him projected for 52% of the team's carry, 6% of the team's targets, like about 12.9 DraftKings points. Not even showing up as a value, really.
I think where he gets really interesting are on those weeks where Jalen Hurts ends up being mega chalk and everyone's just wanting to play. Yes. And then you're like, what if he steals two of these touchdowns?
Yeah. I mean, last week's game was like beyond anomalous. It was the most touches Miles Sanders has ever had. And it was like, I mean, it was a horrible game environment. I do think, like, I mean, honestly, if Breece Hall is 12, 13% or whatever, he's got to be like almost the best play of all the running backs, right? Because he's running routes. They were in weeks one and two, like playing Ty Johnson a little bit and like 2 minute drills and stuff. That's all gone now. Ty Johnson played zero snaps in that game last week. Like Breece is, I mean, when it's a two man split, a $5,500 guy is fine anyways. And it might be like a 65-35 type spot.
One more for you, Tuttle. Bills 31 point implied team total. No one's going to probably click Devin Singletary, and yet he's getting targets and Zach Moss is barely involved. James Cook's barely involved. What do we think?
Completely fine. Obviously always going to prefer the passing game, but the role's been much better than we expected for Singletary. I think he's fine. The one that I was curious about, and I wish the matchup would be better, I wish people would take stabs at Atlanta running backs this week. But I don't think
that's a season-long bros thing only.
Yeah, because it's going to be in a matchup like this, it's going to be like Avery Williams is going to come out of nowhere and run all the passing work and troll people. So I was kind of hoping we would see like a week where some of these Atlanta guys would look like they were getting some ownership, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and that backfield, like if you were guaranteed it was just going to be Algier and a little Huntley, it would be kind of interesting. Algier at 4,700, but you know it's going to be. They're going to find ways to get some converted punter into the mix there or whatever.
I mean, Avery Williams, I don't even think played running back in college. I literally think he was
a D-back. Yeah.
He was like drafted as a specialty. He's the new God. He's this generation's Godwin Igwabuke. I mean, we haven't even mentioned this guy's name yet. This is Khalil Herbert is the classic flop leg, right? Where he was fine last. I mean, he was not in any winning lineups last week, but basically got the workload we expected. He gave up a little bit of third down. I think he gave up 24% of the carries to Treston Ebner. But I mean, you talk about a team running prehistoric 1980s football. Like Khalil Herbert is not leaving this game without 20 touches, right?
Yeah, he's good if Montgomery's out again.
Yeah, Montgomery, man, he can feel the Wally pipping. He's gonna be out there limping on one leg. He can't allow this to happen.
But I mean, he would be sub 10% and about as good of a play as Breece Hall, I think.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's.
Pierce is gonna be mega chalk, by the way. I think
for sure.
We didn't really talk too much about.
I think Jeff Wilson will get him.
I have a Wilson fire. I have a take. I'm still low on him. I'm not like you guys. Workload, obviously great. So the problem for me is he has to bank a 30-yard touchdown, I think. Mm-hmm. It has to happen. So goal line stuff, we didn't see any goal line carries last week, I don't believe. There might have been one or two. And still, just Debo's just going to take those. Like Debo, if he's gonna
get there for DFS, it will be a long touchdown, the 100-yard bonus, or like five dump offs from Garoppolo.
Yep. Yeah, he'll need the 100-yard bonus. Like he has outs to that if he's getting 20 carries.
But Debo will totally take away all the high. And they were, you know, they tried to throw a 1-yard touchdown to Kittle. Like they are, this offense does not care about giving, a 1-yard touchdown to Jeff Wilson Jr. All right,
Hang on, I want to do this one from the chat because Easy asking who's this week such a good play projected for 5% that ends up at 25%, and then Universe mentions it. To me, this feels like James Robinson, right, where maybe not talking about him a lot, but once the DVP guys get going with their conditionally formatted charts and you see what Texans are like against the run and what Eckler did, I mean, James Robinson's going to get steamy by Sunday.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I just never excited to play James Robinson. He's like one of like the five worst guys in the NFL in terms of success rate this year. He's just been continually bailed out by long touchdowns. Okay, let's go to wide receiver. I mean, the return of Amon-Ra St. Brown, great play. Tyreek,
are you convinced? Are you sure he's back? I haven't seen reports.
I mean, I just am I'm literally assuming that if he came back in the game that he originally got injured in, then it can't be like a super big structural injury.
The only thing spooking me is just their bye in week six and then just being like, that's hey, true. DeAndre and Amon-Ra, just chill out. We'll see you in week seven. But anyways.
Yeah. I mean, Tyreek at 8,000, Jalen Waddle at 6,700, AJ Brown, I mean, grown ass man. Is Cooper Kupp the greatest player in fantasy football history? I mean, his team scores 9 points. Matt Stafford looks like a lost schoolboy in what he 14 and 126 or something. Like the guy literally cannot be stopped.
9,600. I mean, I feel like last year, right? Weren't you cash game bros, like just jamming just him jamming. Because he was just free 20 points? But like, are you guys going to be able to get him in at 9,600?
If Shakir is a thing. Yeah. Okay, and this is so like everyone gets this now, but wide receivers score more points than running back. So where it used to be team jam them in with David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell. Now it's team jam them in with Cooper Kupp and Diggs and Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams. It's just the positions have changed.
What do you guys think? Drake London, I feel, is tricky. He's priced right. He has a good role, but the passing volume is just so poor. I have a feeling he's the guy that gets picked as your de facto bring back now, especially with Pitts missing practice.
Tuttle. If there's no injury on Pitts, I might see him being the de facto. Like, I know he's been bad, but we talked about, hey, we can pay up for tight end, and there's nobody.
But yeah. Tuttle, the people will give you 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The people will not give you four consecutive snowballs. They won't.
Wait, look wasn't at the that the Will Fuller one week. A few years ago? Wasn't it like four snowballs?
Will Fuller is a different beast. Will Fuller is a different thing because DFS, there was never any dissension in the ranks. Like everyone held all DFS touts held the line on Will Fuller. You were starting to see breaking of the ranks. You were starting to see people waving the white flag on Kyle Pitts.
I stand by this though still. Just because if it would be different if we had Kelce on the slate or like Mark Andrews or some decent tight end option.
So what's your projection for ownership?
We don't have it. We don't have it up yet.
We're just guessing, dude. We're doing some napkin math.
Higbee is highest owned, would be my guess.
No, thank you.
That's the position. Go to the tight end position.
No, it's horrible. I mean, publicly touted projected
fantasy points.
I publicly touted Isaiah Likely last week. So
I'll tell you what.
Like Freiermuth, we have Freiermuth getting some ownership.
Oh,
we
have Everett is going to be really, really owned. Assuming that one of Palmer or Keenan doesn't play.
You know who the GPP, and now that we've just completely moved on to tight end, but we'll circle back to wide receivers. I mean, if Jeff Wilson is chalk, George Kittle, I mean, that's the tournament play right there.
I mean,
your reaction is why it's the tournament play.
I'm breaking the line. I'm the guy turning and running. I'm not holding the Kittle line anymore.
Dude, you want to, that's crazy. I mean, Kittle's been less disappointing than Pitts, and we're willing to go back to Pitts. I mean,
it's just like the thing is, I mean, Debo really does take away from the Kittle theory. A lot of the big games we remember from Kittle were in the pre-Debo, sunning everyone era.
He'd just get the quick passes that Jimmy G could throw.
And now, I mean, Kittle still had two of his patented explosion games last year. 9 for 181 and 2 against Seattle. 13 for 151 and 1 against Cincinnati. But going back and looking at like 2020, it was like They just fed the ball to Kittle every game when Debo was a rookie.
So you can either play the tackle for the Niners, or you can play the Chris Hogan of the Falcons. take your choice.
I mean, I would say some of the tight ends that I want to play. I mean, I do unfortunately think we have to mention $4,800 Zach Ertz as the only guy that Kyler seems to have eyes for. Now that Dortch was not an option for him. Well, and Hollywood Brown. And might I offer you a revenge game for Mr. Ertz against the Philadelphia Eagles?
And he will. We talk about default bringbacks. Like, if you're doing your Ertz stacks, I mean, Ertz is the only one who feels good. I mean, I guess Marquise Brown, but when you adjust for price, don't you think Ertz is going to be the guy the Ertz double stacks want coming back? Not that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like,
you would totally prefer Hollywood Brown, who is going to be like maybe 2% owned this week with what's the Eagles corner name? Chauncey Gardner Johnson. Is that right?
Seriously?
Sauce Gardner.
That I didn't, oh, yeah. I to be honest, I could not have 100% told you that Sauce Gardner and the name I just said were the same person. So I didn't want to commit that faux pas.
Sauce, I mean, what are you talking?
Is Sauce Gardner and Chauncey Gardner Johnson two different people?
Sauce Gardner plays for the Jets, bro.
So these are two different players. You're telling me these are two different players?
Yes.
Okay. See, I told you, Pete.
What's his name? Okay. So his name is S. Chauncey Gardner Johnson. What the fuck kind of name is this?
No,
and it's not Sauce.
So I got it right. I knew a defensive player, and Pete messed me up. Is what just happened?
Hey, this guy's name is insane. S. Chauncey Gardner Johnson, the fucking law firm over there.
I just want the record to know that I knew a defensive player.
Chauncey Gardner's not even on the Patriots or on the Eagles either.
Mo Dog 42. That's right. The Eagles traded for this guy. Sauce Gardner was the third overall pick to the Jets, right?
We are simply here to make the chat feel superior as they get to flex their defensive knowledge.
Our credibility instantly takes a hit if we start talking defense, so we gotta stay away from that.
Okay, I want to know if you guys are with me on if McKenzie and Crowder don't play. I think Crowder might even go to the IR, and my guess is that McKenzie does not play because the NFL is pretending to care about concussions right now. So everyone who suffered a head injury last week is not playing this week. That's an official prediction. So I think, and Jake Kumerow is a high ankle sprain, I think we are going to see like a 70% snap share for Khalil Shakir, and I think he is probably going to go 3 for 30, but might go 4 for 71 and a touchdown.
I thought you were going to say 70% ownership, and I was going to agree with that. If McKenzie doesn't play, I mean, he is going to get jammed.
Yes, correct.
I think he's fine. I think we'll see. I mean, McKenzie's kind of been a disappointment this year. You could definitely just see him do more two tight end sets type of thing.
Who's their second tight end?
Quentin Morris, baby.
Oh, yeah, Quentin Morris.
So, like, I think it's fine. I wouldn't just necessarily assume that they're going to run three receivers for sure all the time. He's fine.
Okay. That's what we need. Let's dampen the shock early.
So the question, though, is he better than, like, the 4,100 guys? Like, if we get Zay Jones back, is he better than that?
Yes.
Better than Rondale Moore?
Put it on the record. I mean, I'm only ever playing Rondale Moore if someone is, like, forcing me to. I mean, I believed in the Rondale Moore thesis, but I don't know if I can recover from watching him literally get blown over by a stiff breeze. That was one, because he even had space on that. Like, if he would have just made a little move, he had, like, another 10 yards, and he just, I mean, it is embarrassing. Dude, you're a professional football player. I don't even know if that would have knocked me down, to be honest.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, looking at lineup construction, too, I already talked about tight end a little bit. Who are we playing that's high price that we have to get, you know, that we're playing Shakir?
Cup.
I guess you start looking at Cup lineups, Cup and Shakir lineups.
It'll
be interesting. I would be interested to see just how he projects from the standpoint of if things flip to Cup and Shakir lineups as opposed to kind of just two more mid-range guys.
I want to, you know, just let you guys all know, if Kitchen was still on the show right now, he would definitely be bringing up a $3,900 Kyle Phillips. I just want everyone to know that.
I was going the other way. I thought he would have brought up like the design touch and the touchdown that Chigakongwu got last week.
Well, we hadn't gotten to tight end yet. He would be sure to bring that up.
I mean, I guess to be fair, to Mr. Kitchen, Treylon Burks is not going to play for a while. Seems like he's got a turf toe. They have just been like relentlessly targeting Robert Woods. I mean, I don't really want to bring it up, but like that is happening. So there we go.
Yeah,
whatever.
Robert Woods.
They don't have anybody else to throw it to.
You're right. Actually, Davis, people are going to 5,200 Robert Woods. He's going to end up popular by the end of the week.
Yeah. The Seahawks
build
guys.
A FanDuel?
Oh, yeah.
Can we bring it back with a commander now that Jahan Dotson's out?
Yeah, I mean, I got rebar in my ear talking about Terry McLaurin. I mean, I did six main event teams, and I must have drafted with a bunch of terrorists because I have four Terry McLaurin teams, and he's like my least favorite player in the NFL. It's horrible. I mean, guy's getting out. He has not out-targeted Curtis Samuel in one game yet.
Yeah.
It's a tough scene. All right, let's build a FanDuel team.
All right, Sosa. And I did, from the private chat, guys, our producer Sosa is the one with the hard out. So if you guys thought you were getting any bonus content today without Kitchen, you can blame Sosa. We're hard out at in 6 minutes.
Yeah, I think maybe we can convince him to stay on longer, though, you know?
I've got a hard out for this awesome
Hey, ownership. Sosa, do you want to pop on screen and kind of explain the nuances of your hard out and just how hard it is?
Let's see. Oh, God.
He's at Dairy Queen now.
Are you seriously? Go full screen here, Sosa.
I mean,
you have better Wi-Fi.
We love it. We love it, Dave.
What I miss?
Kyle Phillips at 39.
Yeah, a nuanced discussion of the Tennessee Titans.
Did you talk about Chig yet?
I literally said when we got to tight end, David was going to tell us about how Chigakongwu scored a touchdown last week.
And they use him as a running back, so you know they're trying to get him the ball more.
Kitchen, on a scale of bit to I needed better internet and wanted a Dairy Queen blizzard, what is this trip? How do you break this down?
Oh, mix of both. This is literally the closest business to my house with free Wi-Fi available. Not a bit.
Yeah, I love the idea of some people go to like a Starbucks or Panera to do work, and Kitchen goes to a fucking Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
right, we're building a lineup.
I'm imagining him on his laptop, like getting like a 900 calorie Dairy Queen coffee, a moo latte.
I feel like a medium is personal growth right now instead of the large.
All right, Pete, you start this one.
We gotta
kick out Kitchen's background noise.
Yeah. Sosa, he's got to go.
Just mute me.
Oh, just mute him.
Mute yourself. Let's get in, since I talked about him, we didn't get him in the DraftKings lineup. Let's play Devin Singletary over here. We did the Allen stack on the other one. Get Singletary here.
I do think he is like just an extremely good play this week, and it's going to be no one wants to play Devin Singletary. All right, Tuttle, you want to go?
No, you go. You pick the stack.
Okay. On FanDuel, I'm going to do Jalen Hurts and Devonta Smith. Set us up to make someone else take Hollywood Brown or Zach Ertz.
Someone needs to do the analytics on the breakdown of the number of picks that we've made on the show. Davis has probably made double the picks as me on the show with this sneaky snack move, stack move.
Yeah, probably. What can you do?
I will go with Debo.
Debo. All right, Kitchen, unmute yourself and ruin this lineup.
I feel like the stars have aligned.
Oh, God.
I'm at Dairy Queen. I'm building a lineup.
So
who would I be if I didn't pick King Henry in the running back spot? Let's go. Generational talent.
Let's go ahead and then just, or no, is it back to me? Yeah, I started this off. Let's go ahead and put Ertz in at tight end on the bring back.
All right. We need a cheap wide receiver on FanDuel. Gabe Davis is 6,000 on FanDuel, so I'm gonna take. We're gonna play. Gabe Davis is $100 more than Robert Woods. FanDuel must have watched Josh Norris's stream about how bad Gabe Davis's film has been.
Didn't you say he was hurt, Davis?
Yeah, he's got an ankle injury.
So if we're going double Buffalo, I feel like we have to have a Pittsburgh bring back here.
On FanDuel, it's more just about picking the best plays. I'm being like actually serious.
Well, what do we
see?
Want
that's why I love DraftKings, because I get to pick the worst plays.
I mean, you do whatever you want, dude.
No, the thing with the Pittsburgh bringbacks is none of them are fun except Pickens.
Yeah. No one wants to play Deontay Johnson.
Najee sucks. Claypool's dead.
You mean new Trent Richardson?
That's generous.
I don't know. I'll just go Mike Evans.
That works.
Gam pick. You can never go wrong taking a gam.
That leaves us 3,200 defense.
Easy. Ooh. Commies against Tannehill.
Against Derrick Henry.
Seahawks against Jameis is actually okay. Probably good. Yeah.
All right. Seahawks it is. All right. Tossing this in the Sunday Million. Hope you guys all do as well. It'd be great to ship it with 46 of you.
Please, please dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you
to dupe me. All right. I mean, we got to talk about tight end. So, Dave, do you want to talk about Chigakonwu or
Kitchen? Did you hear Sosa has a hard out at 2:30?
Yeah. So I'll make it quick. Chig just needs more snaps. He really is a great receiver. You look him out there. He is this generation's Kyle Pitts. He just needs more snaps. And if he gets that snap share, he is that guy. But he's playing too few snaps right now.
I really want to. I'm sorry, Mr. Kitchen. Can you keep it down?
Oh, that's very good. All right, Dave, should we get out of here? I think we did enough tight end talk, right?
You gotta give a tight end.
We talked tight ends when we talked
a lot of tight ends. We went over the Kyle Schitz thing. We looked at,
Henry is the bad, terrible take. Did Tuttle give a terrible take?
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah, we had a terrible take.
Pickett's my guy.
Kenny Pickett, that is a terrible take.
That's a terrible take.
Oh, I actually meant Pickens, George Pickett.
Oh, that's
not I got the name mixed up. George Pickens.
Okay, I was gonna say Pickett would be a terrible take.
I'll go with the Pickett stack on DraftKings is my terrible take. The Pickett Pickens stack.
Terrible.
I guess I will end it out by saying Clay,
let Pete outro this, Davis.
I was gonna do a bit.
We throw to Davis. Davis, any final last words?
I'm at a crisis of confidence. Zero tournament sweats through a month of the season. Feels bad. I would like to make some more money. And I'm just caught in a vicious cycle of having these low owned teams that seem like good theoretically, V, and it's just annoying to not have any points on Sunday, Pete.
Stay the course, Davis. Trust the process. Davis, let the people know, or Dave, let the people know what flavor Blizzard. I don't know if we got that.
Yeah, I'm just going with the standard Oreo. I don't want to mix things up too bad. And they said that Wi-Fi wasn't great, but it's got better upload than my home does. So Xfinity, fix it.
I can't wait until you have to tell Holly that your new permanent office is at the Dairy Queen for internet reasons. I'm sure that'll go over well.
Amazing.
Kitchen or Tuttle, final words here.
Have some fun playing UCL today, guys. Melvin Gordon smashed tomorrow night to own the
yes, that's Mike happening. Boone losers. Yeah, that's happening.
All right, that's going to do it for the Swolecast. Guys, I would be willing to go another 2 hours, but our producer, Sosa, does, in fact, have a hard out. Play those lineups this week, collectively. Everyone watches this. Ships, the Frito-Lays, Snaps and Snacks, Charity for Kids Tournament. We'll see you guys next time.